So one thing that we often forget is that war touches all of our lives in some way, whether or not we've been in combat or know a veteran, but all of our lives are affected by war. So I'd just like to acknowledge folks beyond combatants who are made victims by war. We acknowledge combatants, U.S. servicemen and women, and opposing forces as victims of war, those who were killed and those who survived, those who returned home injured physically, mentally, emotionally, with moral injury, those who were exposed to radioactivity, Agent Orange, and burn pits. We mourn their loss and injury and promise to fight to end war. We acknowledge innocent civilians who are victims of war, the children, women, and men who are celebrating weddings in Iraq, going to school in Yemen, working in hospitals in Syria, or the pine nut farms of Afghanistan, those who are targeted intentionally or called collateral damage, bug splat, those who live and work close to military bases and are exposed to toxic pollutants, which is damaging effects can be found in the descendants of those who were initially exposed. We are angered that they are sacrificed in imperialist wars of aggression. We acknowledge women as victims of war, women and young girls who are trafficked, whose bodies are used and discarded, our service women who are abused by fellow troops and not believed by commanding officers. In a special way, we remember Vanessa Guillen. We acknowledge the mothers all over the world who are left to care for children and support their families after war destroys a home. We believe women. We acknowledge the displaced people who are left homeless, without shelter or safe rest. The refugees in camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Greece who struggle to survive. The refugees who try to begin a new life in often unwelcoming communities. We are sorry that our wars have forced you from your homes. And we will work for a Buffalo that is safe and welcoming to you. We acknowledge minority communities as victims of war. Black, Indigenous, people of color. Our nation's racist disregard for non-white human life, from the slave trade to Breonna Taylor, continues in the wars we fight abroad, killing Black and brown men, women, and children. Increasingly militarized police forces patrol neighborhoods as if they were war zones, where individuals can be stopped for no reason and may lose their lives as a result. A symptom of our war economy, the disproportionate incarceration of Black and brown people in for-profit prisons follows the example of successful war profiteers. We commit to being anti-racist and to fight for justice. We acknowledge our environment as a victim of war. We mourn the extraction of oil to fuel ships, jets, drones, all used in the pursuit of securing more oil, more resources to perpetuate a violent cycle that sustains the U.S. military. Our military actions have poisoned the earth and waterways around the world. Weapons testing in Vieques, Puerto Rico, radioactive spills on Navajo land, depleted uranium in Fallujah, the deforestation of Vietnam, and destroyed water treatment plants in Yemen are only a few examples of how the U.S. military has wantonly poisoned the earth. We unite in the struggle for climate justice with young people all over the world. And we acknowledge the school teacher who does not have the resources needed to teach their class as a victim of war. The massive Pentagon budget steals resources from our communities, our children, our roadways, public transportation, and health systems. As Tom said, what could we have done? How many lives could we have saved in this pandemic if our resources were not drained to feed the war machine? We will fight to defund the Pentagon and to fund human needs, not war.